As one can see at these clouds, air does not move straight into a zone of low pressure, but on a spiral. The rotation of a low-pressure storm on the northern hemisphere is opposite to one on the southern hemisphere. To study the phenomena in a rotating frame of reference, we examine the movement of a ball from two different frames of reference. A disk with a radius of 23.5 cm rotates around its center. One camera is connected to the table and shows the inertial frame of reference. The other rotates with the disk and shows thus a rotating frame of reference. Here the schematic setup of the experiment. The ball is accelerated by the gravitational force in a guide rail and keeps moving practically force-free with constant speed after leaving it. In the picture of the camera and the inertial frame of reference, on the top left, the table in the background appears to be fixed. In the rotating frame of reference, on the top right, the background seems to rotate while the disk is fixed. One has to remember that both cameras show the same experiment recorded at the same time. The angular speed is 1 Hz. To examine the trajectory, we register the position of the ball with a red dot. Because of the limited frame rate of the camera, the position of the ball is unclear on some pictures. The inaccuracy of the measured position of the ball is approximately 1 cm radial and 1 degree tangential. The time measurement starts when the ball is in the center of the disk. For a quantitative analysis, we use polar coordinates with 0 degrees in the direction the ball moves when leaving the guide rail. Here one sees the complete diagram in polar coordinates. The same movement is now examined in the rotating frame of reference using the same method. The position of the ball is again shown in polar coordinates. In the inertial frame of reference, the ball moves nearly on a straight line. It moves along a curve in the rotating frame of reference. Also, it is the same experiment examined in both cases. The measured values, location, velocity and acceleration are denoted R, V and A in the inertial frame of reference. In the rotating frame of reference, an apostrophe is added. Analyzing the results, one sees, while the ball in the inertial frame of reference moves nearly force-free and thus without acceleration, this is not true for the rotating frame of reference. There, the acceleration is unequal to zero. This means that one has to implement inertial forces because of the relative acceleration of the systems. With this inertial force, the movement of the ball can be explained in both systems using Newton's second law. Thus, the rotating frame of reference is a non-inertial frame of reference. The transformation of location, velocity, and acceleration between both frames requires equations of transformation. The additional force in the rotating frame of reference is composed of Coriolis force and centrifugal force. The Coriolis force takes effect perpendicular to the velocity of the examined element. The centrifugal force is always directed outwards.